And now it's time for another segment of our new series on the sharing economy.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Having swaps and exchanges of goods.
Where food, shelter, entertainment was going to be free.
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
It's always more fun.
When you're living on the streets, the most basic things are really difficult to come by. A bathroom, a good night's sleep, a public telephone. So clearly, hiring a tailor is out of the question. But in San Francisco's Tenderloin District, there's one who doesn't charge a dime. You just have to know where and when to find him. It began as a performance art project, but it's now fulfilling a real need. KALW's Stephen Short tells us more about this roving tailor in his award-winning arts profile from our archives.
I had heard about an art project in San Francisco's rough-and-tumble Tenderloin District. One afternoon each month, the door to the art space known as the Luggage Store Annex is unlocked. A converted tamale cart is rolled out on the sidewalk, and it stops a short distance away in the 500 block of Ellis Street.
Now it's open for business. The show man is open for business.
Open for business.
My name is Michael Swain. Lots of people in the neighborhood call me either the sewing guy or the roving tailor.
Michael Swain has sat behind his little cart every afternoon on the 15th of the month, in sun and in fog, since the spring of 2003. There is no food on this cart, and no apparent art either. There's an umbrella, there's a pile of clothes, and there's a sewing machine. So what is going on here?
My friend and I, we were driving back one night, and on the side of the road, someone had thrown away a old treadle sewing machine. So we put the sewing machine in the back of the truck. Then maybe a week later, we were walking and there's an abandoned lot. And she's like, what would you do in that abandoned lot? And because the sewing machine was so fresh in my head, the first thing that came to mind was, oh, I would put my new sewing machine in the abandoned lot and mend for free.
What percentage of what you do out here would you say is just mending and versus, say, art?
I'd say 90% of the stuff is mending.
Wait a minute. Did I hear that right? All he's doing is mending? I'm supposed to be doing an art piece here. This isn't taking place in a nice gallery or a beautiful museum. He's on a city sidewalk, and the guy's sewing tears in people's pants. How is this art?
Right, it doesn't... Right, it makes it art because, you know, the viewer wants it to be art. this is an art space that it lives in. I think that's another interesting definition of art. What you put inside of a gallery space becomes art. If it's not inside the gallery space, it's not art.
Now, I'm as big a fan of outsider art as the next person, but this one, I think I may need to seek professional help. Bonnie Grossman has run the Ames Folk Art Gallery in Berkeley since 1969. If anybody knows non-traditional art, it's Bonnie Grossman. She says artists don't have to show in galleries.
The artists make their art, and in whatever environment they do that, that's the creative space. They could as easily hang their work on a fence or go out on the street, as Michael is doing, and share their art with the community.
Okay, we can agree that the space does not define an artist. But Grossman also questions whether mending clothes is art.
My reserve as to whether or not it's art has to do with, you know, is sewing on a button or shortening a pair of trousers an artistic endeavor? I think it's a very necessary thing to do, but I don't think I'd call that art. On the other hand, if he's doing creative patching and piecing together of pieces, putting the sleeve of one thing onto the body of another, and really creating something that's one of a kind, then I would change my definition.
The idea of creative patching reminds Swain of one of his regulars, Veronica.
There's one regular who usually comes rain or shine, Veronica, and she wants to look like Jackie O. So she'll bring clippings from papers, old black and white pictures of Jackie O in some sort of beautiful outfit. And then Veronica will bring one outfit, and then she'll have some piece of fur from another outfit. So she'll want me to cut the fur off and try to attach it to this new thing to have, you know, to get a good Jackie O look.
That seems to fit Grossman's definition of an artist. But Michael won't accept the title.
Veronica has the vision and the dream, and I'm just the guy that pushes the pedal on the old treadle sewing machine.
So perhaps he sees this as collaborative art?
Right. I love the term collaborative art because it... I think it's more fun.
Good to see you again, Michael.
Thank you.
Look at that color of that pants.
I know, some bright pants.
Drive by Swain's sewing cart, and you might not even notice him. Walk by, and you may only see someone mending a pile of old clothes using an even older treadle sewing machine. But if you stop and listen a few minutes, you'll discover that Michael Swain really operates a talking machine, a machine that threads people together, that weaves a community space.
Every 15th of the month, you got something to mend? Michael, take care of it.
Now I have a bigger container.
That white one that
right.
I got.
Yeah, people, man, Marcus don't know the from all the ground, man. You should never throw away anything when you got a sewing machine like that.
Unlike the fountain, the stream, the sea. They were, they are, they yet.
Those new machines, man, you just push a button. It goes tick, 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 and you can sew the two pieces of leather together, man.
Now Swain is considering expanding the project to allow others to be part of what he wants to call the Mending Library. He envisions a team of his regulars and other volunteers handing out thread and operating several sewing machines instead of just his single one. He says they will be weaving the threads of collaborative art into a growing tapestry. Whether it fits the definition of art or not, it is serving a community in need of repair.
Now we have him. Our God-gifted soul man to be here for us when we need him.
I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.